Welcome to the Achieve Today podcast series. Today's cast features Coach Adam Mortimer speaking about the benefits of meditation.
Hello, my name is Adam Mortimer. I'm the director of coaching at Achieve Today, coached to thousands of people all over the world. We're going to talk about meditation, the power of meditation. So I had a client the other day who, you know, I gave her the assignment of meditating, and she came back and she hadn't done it. And I said, "What's going on? Why aren't you meditating?" And she goes, "Well, you know, I got busy and I didn't have enough time and da 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 da." And she went on and all these reasons why she couldn't meditate. And I said, "Well, let me ask you a question. If I were to give you $1 million, I'm going to write you a check for $1 million. If you can meditate every day for 90 days, what would you do?" She goes, "Oh, well, I would do it, obviously." I said, "Ah, so the real reason you're not meditating is you don't see the value in it." She stopped and thought about it and said, "Well, I mean, I think there's value, but I think you're right. Because if I knew there was $1 million involved, I would do it." So I said, "Okay, we got to talk about the value of meditation." So I said, "Look, I'm going to give you the top 20 reasons to meditate." This was actually written by a PhD from Psychology Today. They did an article on the top 20 reasons to meditate. "Did you know," I said this to her, "it can increase your immune function. The antibodies can increase when you meditate." She goes, "Really?" I said, "Yeah. So would you like to get sick less?" She goes, "Well, yeah, that would be awesome." I said, "Let me ask you this. How would you like to decrease pain in your life by an average of 60%? There was a study done. They found that those that meditate can decrease pain by 60%. She goes, "Wow, that would really help with my aches and pains and the things that I'm going through." I said, "Absolutely." I said, "Also, did you know that meditation can decrease cellular inflammation?" She goes, "What? Really? I've heard that inflammation at a cellular level is one of the top reasons for disease, the stress in the body." I said, "Absolutely. Well, let's talk about that. That's what it can do for your health. What about your happiness? Do you know that meditation will increase dopamine levels by 70% in your brain when done properly?" And keep in mind, we know you're doing it properly because we've partnered with a company called Muse. It's an EEG device that measures your brain waves. So we will know scientifically when you are meditating properly so you can get these benefits. She goes, "Oh my gosh, this is incredible. Tell me more." I said, "Did you know that it can actually decrease depression? There are more depressed people now than ever before." And so what do people do? They go and pop pills. But look, that's symptom management. You're not getting to the root cause of depression. Meditation can get to the root cause. It can help you overcome that. It can also decrease anxiety, lessen your stress day to day. What about your social life? Can it improve your social life? Well, I said, "I'm glad you asked. It can increase social connection and emotional intelligence." In other words, how would you like to feel more connected to those around you? Meditation promises to do that. And there were multiple studies done on just that. What about an increase in compassion? That feeling you have towards other people. Compassionate. Would you like to be a more loving, compassionate human being? Now, at one time, this was thought to be really woo-woo, even though gurus have been talking about this greatly enhancing compassion. For thousands of years, they've been talking about this. Well, now we have the science to back it up. It will also make you feel less lonely. What about self-control? So for those suffering from addictions, I recently read an article that they took over 121 alcoholics. They taught them a type of meditation that we practice. It's called Transcendental Meditation, or TM. And they taught them how to meditate. Within a year, 80% of them were recovering. 80% had recovered, actually. 80%. Think about that. It's so incredibly powerful what it can do for your self-control. Did you know that it can actually change your brain? It can increase the gray matter in your brain in all sorts of regions. Six regions they've identified, the gray matter actually increases. Your prefrontal cortex, the amygdala, this is the part of the brain, the hippocampus, the part that's responsible for memory. Absolutely phenomenal what it can do. It can also increase the gray matter in volume in areas related to emotional regulation, positive emotions, and self-control. So what about productivity? Can it help you become a high performer? You know, I've studied a lot of high performers, and from what I've seen and a number of other people that have seen, about 80% of high performers meditate. It is a practice that they do every single morning. Well, with an increase of focus and attention, do you think that meditation, if you grew that part of your brain like a muscle, would that help you become more productive? The answer is absolutely. It can increase your ability to multitask, even though I don't believe in multitasking. I believe in focusing on one thing at a time until successful. But meditation promises to help you do that if you're a multitasker. It will improve your memory. It will also improve your creative abilities, your ability to think outside of the box. And the last one, there's no scientific evidence on this one, but there is a lot of practical evidence that I've seen in people that meditate, is you will be wiser. When I shared those benefits with her, it was like her jaw hit the table. She said, "Adam, the way you just explained it, I had heard about all these benefits, but I can see." I said, "How much is this worth to you, by the way?" She goes, "Oh, gosh. I mean, that's million. That's priceless." I said, "Okay, if this is worth that much to you, will you do it for the next 66 days? You know, it takes about 66 days to develop a habit. And to create a habit, you need a cue, a response, and a reward. A cue is a reminder, response is a behavior, and a reward, a release in dopamine. The interesting thing about meditation is the reward is contained in the act. Just like a runner, for example, runners get what's called runner's high. That's that increase of endorphins. Well, it's the same thing with meditation. So the reward's already taken care of. You really just need a reminder and then just a place to meditate. It's so simple to do it. So how do you do it? All you do is focus on your breathing. That's it. Focus on your breath. There was somebody who mentioned meditations a lot like this. Imagine you're on the top of the ocean and you've got these big waves. They're like 40 feet tall. This is life, right? And it feels like the end of the world when you've got 40-foot waves nonstop pounding into you. Well, do you know the average depth of the ocean is about 2 miles deep? The average. So that's, 5,280 feet in a mile. So it's about 10,000 plus feet on average deep. So you've got 40 feet at the top and 10,000 feet of depth within. Meditation helps you go from the surface, from all the mind chatter, to quieting the mind, finding that peace and the relaxation that is naturally inside of all of us. So if you haven't tried out meditation, great YouTube videos. Look up TM, Transcendental Meditation. Of course, you can use your Muse device and talk to your coach, and they will coach you through how to meditate properly. A big part of it is just learning to breathe properly. It's called diaphragmic breathing, breathing deep down low in the belly. Just be present with the breath. And as one of my mentors taught me, he said, it's like jumping off of a high dive. I can kind of show you the position of the body and what to do, but after a bit, gravity will take over and do the rest. Meditation works the exact same way. So again, this is Adam Mortimer. Thanks so much for joining this podcast with me, and we will see you on the next podcast.